This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar from Purnia district yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the PM said the double engine government is continuously working to make the lives of the people of Bihar easier.
बिहार के विकास के लिए करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपया की परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है. रेल, एयरपोर्ट, बिजली, पानी से जुड़ी ये परियोजनाएं सीमांचल के सपनों को पूरा करने का माध्यम बनेगी. आज यहाँ 40,000 से ज्यादा लाभार्थियों को पीएम आवास योजना के तहत पक्का घर भी मिला है. इन 40,000 परिवारों के जीवन में आज एक नई शुरुआत हुई है.
Mr. Modi also launched the National Makhana Board in Bihar on the occasion. The establishment of the board will significantly boost makhana production. The PM emphasized that the board will work continuously to ensure better prices for makhana farmers and to enhance the use of technology in the sector. PM Modi also inaugurated the interim terminal building at new civil enclave of Purnia Airport and flagged off the first commercial flight. He said this will enable direct connectivity between Purnia and Simanchal with major cities and key commercial hubs across the nation. Speaking at the event, the PM also affirmed that sealing illegal infiltration is a firm responsibility of their government and assured strict action will be taken against it. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government is determined to eradicate menace of drugs by uniting all anti-narcotics task forces of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he will address second national conference of the anti-narcotics task force heads of states in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah informed that he will also destroy drugs worth 4,794 crore rupees to mark the inauguration of a drug destruction drive. In a major development, the Central Bureau of Investigation has conducted raids yesterday at 16 locations in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh in connection with sensational tribal welfare board scam in which former minister B. Nagendra was jailed. An official statement CBI stated the raids were conducted at premises of sister, brother-in-law, personal assistant, other close associates of former Karnataka minister in connection with siphoning of government funds. The CBI statement said it carried out searches in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh in connection with Valmiki Tribal Corporation scam relating to siphoning of government funds. The case was registered on June 3, 2024 by CBI on the basis of written complaint from DGM Union Bank of India. The total area sown under Kharif crops in the ongoing current season has increased by around 15 lakh hectares to over 1,110 lakh hectares so far this year. According to data released by Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, rice cultivation has seen significant growth of over 8.45 lakh hectares to over 438 lakh hectares compared to 430 lakh hectares during the same period last year. Pulses cultivation has also increased from more 117 lakh hectares to over 818 lakh hectares. The coarse cereals were sown over 192 lakh hectares, while oil seeds were sown around 189 lakh hectares. The Staff Selection Commission has clarified regarding the speculation circulating on social media about large-scale cancellations of the combined graduate-level examination 2025. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions informed that the recruitment test is continuing as scheduled across the country without any disruption. The Commission has assured students that the examination process remains on track. The Commission also highlighted the ongoing examination is being conducted smoothly at centres across the country. According to SSC officials, the CGL 2025, which began on 12th of this month, will continue till 26th September. The hill shrine of Sabarimala in Kerala will be opened today evening. Monthly pujas will be started from Wednesday early morning and temple will be closed on September 21st. In the meanwhile, World Ayyappa Sangamam is planned by Travancore Devaswam Board on September 20th as part of its Platinum Jubilee celebrations. Anand Kumar Velkumar won India's first ever gold medal at the Speed Skating World Championships in China yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.